It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. We started off with some really nice OPM there. Bamboo with Carousel. And of course, before that, Zia. And it is a holiday Friday. And okay, so I think we'll just play something for you before we give you the top 10 for today. Something from Disclosure featuring Sam Smith, and it's called Latch, the acoustic version. Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the first news bit for today. And it's a very interesting piece of news. Yes. Actually, a bill has been filed at the House of Representatives seeking to punish same-sex adultery. Albay Representative Edsel Lagman Jr. filed Thursday what he called the My Husband's Lover Bill.
What the hell?
Believe it or not. Seriously. Which obviously got its title from a GMA primetime soap opera tackling the extramarital affair of a man with another man. Now, the measure seeks to broaden the scope of Article 333 of the revised penal code, which prescribes punishment for a spouse having sexual intercourse with a person of the opposite sex. That's how the actual wording goes.
Yeah.
Now, according to Lagman in a statement, what if a married woman engages in a sexual activity with another woman? Conversely, what if the married man engages in a sexual activity with another man? Under the present law, no crime is committed.
Oh, okay. So
technically, if you were married and you had an affair with a woman, you can be charged.
Right, but if you had an affair with a man,
you can.
You can. Okay, so that kind of makes sense.
As far as the law is concerned, the wording is, it prescribes punishment for a spouse having sexual intercourse with a person of the opposite sex.
Right.
You know, I guess they're just trying to say that it should be
applicable
with any sex.
With any sex. Yeah. I guess that's. Actually, yeah.
I guess it's just funny. It sounds funny.
It sounds funny because it's called the My Husband's Lover Bill. They could have used a better... I think maybe... You know what? I honestly think that maybe the reason why they called it that bill is just to get attention.
True. I mean, we wouldn't have been...
We wouldn't have done the news,
on this.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have gotten the attention that... But it does make sense. Because, I mean, if you're going to punish somebody for extramarital affairs...
It should
when
be
it comes
for
to the opposite sex.
Regardless, it should be an affair is an affair.
Yeah.
Whether you're having an affair with a woman or with another man, it is an affair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that only makes sense. Kala ko parang, when I first heard it, kasi it sounded like it was going
to be a
bill na parang. No, it sounded like a bill that, you know, basically outlawed sex with the same sex.
No. It's more of just about adultery in general. I guess, you know, you. As I suppose when they brought this up, it wasn't as in the public eye.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody assumes that if you're married, it means you're straight, and therefore, if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat on another woman, not another man.
Yeah.
So,
or maybe more cases of this are happening.
Exactly.
Diba? Yeah.
And you know, art was just reflecting life, and maybe.
Yeah.
More and more couples are realizing, my gosh, I married a Becky.
Actually,
you know, that
true.
Sort of thing. So
this actually makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. The first news bit for today. And next hour, we give you some tidbits. We'll tell you why Bruce Willis quit The Expendables 3.
Ooh, this one I actually watched.
Okay, so we'll give you details on that later. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.1. Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today.
Okay,
thank you very much to I Am Mrs. Bond for suggesting this. She wants us to do the top 10 sa Tagalog.
Okay,
so for instance, some things are better left unsaid.
Okay.
Sa Tagalog, kung wala kang saysay, tumahimik ka na lang.
Right. So basically, it's like a translation.
It's a translation, but you know, from English to Tagalog. But of course, with a little editorial.
Yeah.
You know, in the translation. For instance, Another example that was given, it's not you, it's me. Sa Tagalog, dapwet ang baho mo. There was a, I mean, that's the real reason right. She's
it's
breaking
the real
up
reason
with
you're breaking up with a person.
Okay, but basically you're in, well, tinatagalog mo yung English
and what it really means.
What it really means.
Yeah.
Okay, but more of like obviously it has to be so a little bit connected.
Okay, I'll give you an example and then you try to translate it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right. Nice to meet you.
Sana may mamagitan sa atin.
Yeah. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. I mean those things. But in Tagalog.
Or mga tipong, or sa Tagalog. I'd love to buy you a drink.
Oh, sige. Sa Tagalog.
Sa Tagalog. Tara na. Mag-isa ka, mag-isa ako. Ano pa hinihintay natin?
Diba?
Masiga na to.
Exactly. So, basta ang ano natin is our hashtag is sa Tagalog.
All right.
Okay. So, and remember with language, it sort of like changes a little bit.
Yeah.
The moment you use Tagalog, there are nuances that
right.
are not present in each in the other language.
Yeah.
Diba? So, basta, we'll give you examples. Siguro like after just a song and a break, we can do our first half.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we have entries already. All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10, sa Tagalog, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sa Tagalog.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
Monster Radio RX93.1. We've got our top 10 sa Tagalog. Okay, basically you're translating. Pwede rin ano ah, because it turns out a lot of them were sending in parang translation fail.
Right.
Pwede rin yon. Pwede.
Oh, pwede rin.
Okay. All right.
My brother Mark has one.
Oh, sige.
Honda. Sa Tagalog, ang pag-uwi galing opisina sa eksaktong oras. Honda dot.
Ay. Which brother is this?
Mark. Hindi kasi pauwi pa lang to eh. So medyo inaantok na to.
We saw him when we were at Starbucks.
Starbucks, yeah.
And he looks so matino.
Pero once you actually start to hear it,
he actually looks matino eh. Pero when you're so dignified, right? And nako, ano rin pala, DLJ.
Hey, wait, can we just say happy birthday to Patrick, Alan Ruiz's son?
Oh,
he turns
yeah.
15 tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So happy, happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday.
And they've got another summer national on Sunday. So Alan Ruiz is just saying, he's not entirely sure if he can record my Joe's Joa
for right.
that day. So hopefully though, mabilis matapos yung tournament.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And can we, and that guy Mark X wants to greet his friends Jis or Gis August 9 and Sandy August 7. A big happy birthday!
Happy birthday. Ano yung name ng friend?
Jis or Gis?
Anana?
G-H-I-S.
So ano nga? Paano ba pinapronounce yun?
Maybe Jis. Like, di ba? Parang upong jizz lang dyan. Cinco, okay. Jizz. Jizz. Di ba?
Cool. Hey, what's up to Yogan? He's also tuned in.
Eh, nag-jacket siya. So warm.
Ano?
You know, siya nag... That person felt warm.
Eh, paano kung tipong nag-ano siya? Parang, alam mo yung like, I'm gonna get on your face. Parang, di ba? Parang pag may ginawa ako, kunwari nagpa-basketball tayo. Tapos dumakta ako sa'yo. Tapos I can say, yeah, parang, Chico, parang, in your face.
Yeah, hindi, saka kunyari ako yung dumaktak sa'yo.
Oh,
sabi ko, Chico, in your face.
Exactly.
Kasi, paano kung kalaro mo si...
Chino, in your face.
Ay, paano kung kalaro mo si...
Sino? Sino?
Paano kung si ganun? Sandy. Dalawa yan, si Jis at si Sandy.
Sandy, in your
Sandy
face.
Sandy, in your face.
Tapos yan, yung isa.
Gis. Gis yata eh. Okay. Ayan, nag-tweet, Gis ang pag-pronounce.
Okay. Oh, Gis in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Gis in your face.
Oh.
Ganun eh. You know how like, usually like, mga ballers, ganun eh.
Yun eh, diba?
Very like that eh.
Okay, sige. Okay, yung, alam mo, I... we'll stop there. No, we'll stop there. We'll stop right there. It's okay, it's
no,
okay.
No, I really want to pursue this train of thought.
I don't. It takes two to tango. Okay.
No,
also, from Sig Coengtor, when somebody texts you, okay, sa Tagalog, tumigil ka ng kaka-text. Ano ba? Kita mo nang ayaw kitang kausapin.
Yeah.
Jamie says,
and usually mga ganun, that's a conversation ender.
It's an ender.
Like whenever you're texting with somebody, lol.
Because what else do you say after lol?
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing to come back
from. Lalo na pag may nilalandi ka.
Oo.
Tapos inirita ka na ng lol, parang
alam mo na eh. Don't na.
Because if you bring up another topic, parang ang trying hard mo na.
Yeah.
Diba?
You're becoming a little too desperate.
Jamie says, how old are you? Sa Tagalog, sa totoo lang, ilan na anak mo? Pag yung nag-blind date kayo tapos nag-EV kayo,
yeah.
Tapos medyo parang, sabi mo, ang ano mo, Twitter name mo, Sweet 16. Bakit parang
Sweet
lima na 16, anak mo?
35 years ago.
Diba? Sinko Engtor says, it came from the horse's mouth. Sa Tagalog, yun ang sabi ni Vice Ganda. From the horse's mouth. OMGN says, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Sa Tagalog, Alin ang naiba? Eh, mali na naman yung tono ko. Ano? Paano yung tono?
Alin ang naiba?
Alin ang naiba? Ano, hindi may katuktong yun?
Ewan ko eh. Alin
ang naiba?
Hindi, wait lang. Alin ang naiba?
Alin
ang naiba?
Alin ang naiba?
Yes!
Mali. Pero
nag-harmonize tayo.
Yung tatlo magapareho, yung dalwa etche puera. Alin ang naiba?
Naghanapan.
Hindi nagtugma.
Alin na. Ba?
Pero pwede yun, ha? Pwede yun.
Pero bakit 3-in-1 lang? Yung tatlo?
4A. Diba, one of these things is not like the others. One
I really don't know that song.
That's Sesame Street.
Isn't it Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, Catch the Tiger by the Toe?
If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
You know, I had the most twisted version of that. I mean, it's not twisted in like an evil way. It's just sobrang labo. Kasi like, I never really heard the lyrics growing up.
Yeah.
So my version of it was Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, Catch the Tiger by the Toe, If You May, Yes or No, Have a Blah, 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 Blah.
Ho.
No. Have a Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho.
yeah, exactly.
It's a Christmas rendition of Eeny, Meeny, Miny,
Mo. Mas kabisado kaysa Sesame Street eh. Yung one of these things is not like the other. What?
Kabisado mo nga. Sobrang kabisado mo.
One of these things is not like the other. One of them never, you don't know. If you don't, it's not like the other. Something like that. But usually there are like four. Kunyari, it's a tiger, it's a lion, it's a cheetah, it's a monkey. So okay. Usually apat, three are the same.
Oh, na iba yung cheetah.
Yung monkey cheetah.
IQ fail.
Di ba yung ano ni Tarzan cheetah? Pero it's a monkey.
Ah, talaga?
Cheetah. The
I never really got to watch Tarzan.
Really? Any Tarzan?
Well, no, the cartoon. The Disney cartoon. But then again, that was so different.
I think that's different. Yeah. Pero the traditional... the monkey is cheetah.
Really?
Mm-mm.
The name of the monkey is cheetah?
Cheetah. Oh. Yeah, so weird, right?
And you know what? I actually found out that's hard to do.
What?
Yung kay Tarzan.
Hello. It's like yodeling.
Oh, gawin mo. Full voice, ah. Hindi kaya.
Ay, ganun kaya.
It sounds different, eh.
Wait, it's hello, it's 6:51.
Bakit modulated?
May vibrato.
Ah, medyo operatic.
Oh,
I'm gonna get a clip of the actual sound of Tarzan.
Tarzan.
What do you call that?
Tarzan yodel. Or Tarzan.
Tarzan aing.
Tarzan. Basta Tarzan. Tarzan yell. Tarzan yell.
Tarzan.
Yell. Promise.
Yell. Okay, wait. Lalabas Johnny yan. Wells Muller.
Ayan, Wise Muller.
Okay.
Wise Mueller.
Ano? Di ba ang layo?
Ah!
know his is really high.
Oh my gosh,
high-pitched.
It's exactly the same.
No, it's not. Ayaw ka na naman with
go,
exactly
go,
the same.
Go.
All right. Here's. No.
Yes!
It's really not the same.
This is the Asian version. This is the Asian species.
My body jerking motion.
Wait.
No, it's a falsetto. She did not work. Maybe we can try this again at 8.
Oh my god, mamaya maya.
Pag medyo na warm up na yung vocal cords natin.
Throats natin. Cinco Wanger says.
Si Mad Matmar. Si Tarzan ba yun o si Cheetah?
Cinco Wanger says.
An evil presence just entered the house.
I got a feeling I know where this is going.
Sa Tagalog. Han, andito na mami mo.
Sabi na nga.
OMGN says, when it rains, it pours. Sa Tagalog, pag umulan, apat.
It's for...
Camilo says, time is gold. Sa Tagalog, relo niya ay Rolex. Dapat ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex.
Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Sige. Ang relo ni...
Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex.
Who says Leroy? It's Leroy.
Sa Tagalog...
Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex.
Three times fast.
Ang relo ni Leroy ay Lorex.
Lorex? Saan na bibili yung Lorex?
Sorry. Whatever. Kay Dr. Seuss.
Oh, sige.
The Lorex.
Abilis.
Wait. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Lorex. I have to write this down. It's so much easier when you write it down.
Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex.
Ano?
I said it right.
No, you didn't.
Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex.
Bakit kailangan galit ka? Hindi ba pwedeng steady ka lang?
Okay, let's go.
Wait.
Ako rin, ako rin. Ang relo ni Leroy.
Ni Leroy ay Rolex.
Ay Rolex. Oh, sige.
Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang ler... Tama, diba? Rolex? Wait, one more time. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Oh.
Oh, ito. Mas ano, mas...
Intense?
Oo. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Pinabasa ko worse. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex. Ang relo ni Leroy ay Rolex.
Reloy? Just stick to your Tarzan thing.
Okay, fine.
See, Leifi was just saying, it's really not weird waking up to an old lady screaming. It's really not.
OMGN says, the tide is high. Sa Tagalog, pakiabot yung sabong panlaban.
Kasi tide
is high. Mataas sa shelf. And the top, sa Tagalog, comes from Dine Girl.
Dine Girl says,
let bygones be bygones.
Okay.
Sa Tagalog, Dai! May ipis!
Bygones. Napaka-fail.
Fail! Okay, so you can include that. Mga sa Tagalog fail. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sa Tagalog.
All right, one more time. Let's see if you can actually do it this time around. You know what you can do? Maybe you can step away a little bit just so you can really project.
Oh, sige, sige.
You can really throw your voice. All right, so this is the actual version.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Ibon na yan.
Ba't may ibon?
Wait.
Ang tagal.
Wait.
Puro jungle sound. Shucks. Okay.
Sustain,
alam ko na. Alam ko na.
Oh.
Kasi feeling ko ano eh. Dapat naka-cup yung hands mo sa mouth.
Hindi eh. Nakababa yung kamay niya.
Hindi. Ganun din to original star.
Starzan. Di ba si ano yun? Rene Requestas.
Oo. Tsaka si Joey De Leon.
Oh.
Okay.
pabo.
No. We'll give it another hour.
One more hour.
Maybe one more hour and then we'll get back to you.
Chaka, I didn't know that it was so long.
Diba?
Yung ha.
Tarzan can really hold that note.
Yeah. Haba ng nota.
Haba ng nota ni Tarzan.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino. The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Mots Radio, RX 93.1. Can I just send a shout out to some very good friends, Ellen and Ross Capilli? They're on their way to Pico del Oro. And good morning to Christine Maneklang from Phoenix, Arizona, along with their girls, Kristen and Miro. Please take care on the road and enjoy the long weekend.
Cool.
Have fun, guys.
A lot of people seem to be heading out to Pico del Oro this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I know a couple of people who are going there too.
Yeah, we were supposed to go.
Really?
Yeah, and then I remembered I had like
work
postings. So.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
So happy I could have working. Seen my friends there, you know, if Natalie came in.
No, okay. But hello, being here. So much more fun. So much more rewarding.
I know, right?
Yeah, who cares about a long weekend?
Who cares about...
We don't have feelings.
Fun and frolic under the sun.
Mag-Adele na lang tayo.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the second news bit for today. Remember, I promised you to give you the supposed reason why Bruce Willis quit the Expendables 3 movie.
All right.
It's like, my mouth was like wide open when I was reading this.
Ajar.
Bruce Willis quit the Expendables 3 after reportedly demanding a salary of $1 million a day.
What?
A day. Okay, let me explain. The Red 2 actor departed the star-studded action movie after allegedly refusing to appear in the motion picture for a staggering $3 million for 4 days filming in Bulgaria. That was the offer for
him.
That
was the offer.
Now, the insider told a Hollywood Reporter, he said he would drop out unless he got $4 million, which is $1 million a day. Stallone and everybody else involved said no.
Wow.
Imagine, he was already being offered $3 million for four days. He said, no, if it's 4 days, then you give me $4 million.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Well, of course, this is, you know, it's not coming from Bruce Willis himself. These are the supposed
But reason. If this is really the reason why he left, then no wonder Stallone called him greedy and lazy.
Exactly. Now, as a result, Willis, who played the role of Church in the first two films, exited the Sylvester Stallone-penned motion picture and was quickly replaced by Harrison Ford. According to the source, he thinks Willis was pretty surprised and shocked that he was replaced in 72 hours by Harrison Ford, a better actor, a much nicer person, and a more interesting direction for the film. Following the news of Willis's departure, Stallone took to Twitter to slam his former co-star for being, quote, greedy and lazy. He wrote, "Greedy and lazy, a sure formula for career failure. Willis out, Harrison Ford in. Great news. Been waiting for years.
Been waiting for years for this.
Yeah. Now, the Patrick Hughes-directed sequel, which also stars, hang on, Jason Statham.
And the coup de grace.
Jason Statham. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan due for release in August 2014. Now,
I wonder if Jet Li will still be there. Because remember Expendables 2, he was there, but
maybe
only
it's
for
one
like
of those,
a really quick...
For me, I would really like it na parang each sequel is a different set of stars.
Well,
just
no,
to make it interesting. Parang,
but what I liked about Expendables 2 is all of them were still there.
We're still there.
And even like...
Dapat padagdag ng padagdag.
Oo, na parang kahit cameo lang sandali.
Yeah.
Like with Jet Li.
Like ano, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, but he had, no, but in the second one, he had a much bigger role.
I have bigger, but I remember the first. Parang everyone's like...
When they were in the church, it's like,
oh my gosh.
And it was three of them. I mean, you know, I love Bruce Willis because he is like one of those action stars.
And you can't have like an action star fest
without him there. But if he's really just, if this is true, that's insane.
Asaka for a measly $1 million. Well, you can see it both ways. Huh? From Bruce Willis's point of view. You get, it's just $1 million. I mean, when you're thinking of like a huge blockbuster.
No, but then again, it's just one day.
Oh, yeah. You can also see it that way.
Yeah. And I think guess that's from, a much...
Tsaka from Sylvester Stallone, parang, dude, you're not exactly an A-lister anymore.
Exactly.
You should be happy that we have something like this, di ba?
Yeah, or more of like, you do it just for the people who watch it. Yeah.
And, I mean, we're all big stars here, so, yeah. You know, take one for the team.
I think that's more...
Actually, it's so funny. The movie is called The Expendables. And if you got kicked out because they wouldn't give it...
You're expendable. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they wrote in something na parang... Yeah. Pinatay si... Like, the character got killed off or something like... Because if I... Judging from the way Sylvester Stallone handles things,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he'll do something about it.
I know.
In the movie itself.
Because lahat, wink, wink, he makes fun of himself.
Exactly. So he'll, I'm pretty sure that he'll make fun of
Can you imagine if, maybe, ano dapat?
Diba yung line ni Schwarzenegger, he's always running around in the jungle.
Yeah. At saka dapat si Arnold should have like a, he's expendable.
Bruce Willis is expendable.
Saka Bruce Willis talaga. Hindi man lang church.
Hindi na. That bald man is expendable. Apparently, he doesn't die hard.
No, he said he doesn't die hard.
He does. He dies diba? Easy.
And so, but you know, Bruce Willis has not commented on the claims, while Ford's role has actually yet to be announced.
Okay.
It's just Sylvester.
Oh, yeah.
But it hasn't been
officially
announced.
Because if you think about it, kasi Bruce Willis is still more of an action star than Harrison Ford is.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. So, next hour...
He gets to be Han Solo.
A different character. Pero yung outfit
yung
niya,
outfit
Han
niya ganun
Solo.
Pa rin, yung white na ano, tapos black na chaleco.
Tapos parang
tapos
leather,
brown
parang leather pants.
Tapos naka boots.
Oh my gosh.
Tapos, or Indiana Jones. Pwede rin kasi no. Ha? Han Solo and Indiana Jones share the same pants. The parang brown ones.
Oo nga no,
'di ba?
Oh my gosh. Or dapat ano?
Actually,
dapat pangalan niya parang something like Han Jones. Diba?
Indiana Solo.
Indiana Solo. O pwede.
Tapos sa Air Force One, presidente siya. So, President Indiana Solo.
Or hindi. Like, completely new character. Pero biglang sasakay siya sa kotse niya. What's the name of your car?
The Millennium Falcon.
Diba?
Tapos merong whip na nakatago sa likod. There's something like that.
Wow. Yeah, pwede, yeah. Pwede.
I hope Chuck Norris is still there.
We'll see.
Did you know the...
We'll ask Del kung sino talaga yung lineup nung cast.
And the coup de grace.
And the coup de grace.
Jason Statham.
Del. He was there since... Film one.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, ano. It's a yung nariyayas yan. Oh, ano.
All right, so next hour, we haven't done this in a bit. Every Friday, third news bit is about the Billboard Hot 100.
All right.
And we'll give you the latest, what's happening in the U.S. charts. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada. Only here on Manila's hottest, Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 3.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond for suggesting this. The Top 10 sa Tagalog.
All right.
Okay, basically, wedding translation fail. Starting off with Master Jake. Oh, ito, one of our songs. I'm on the edge of something.
Oh, okay.
Actually, feeling ko pwede rin tong, ano, pwede rin tong Lady Gaga. I'm on the edge of glory naman. Sa Tagalog, konting iri na lang.
Kadiri.
What? Manganak ka na. Konting iri na lang. Manganak ka na. Diba? That's on the edge of something.
Pwede rin ano.
Kasi pag edge.
Konting tulak na lang.
Konting tulak na lang. Ano pa ba? Na parang nasa edge ka. Of something.
Ano? What do you call that when you have a... You have a... When you're trying to pick up a girl.
Yeah.
So you have a pickup line. What's the direct translation of a pickup line in Tagalog? Banat? Banat, diba? Para may banat ako.
I don't know if
we
have time for this. Okay.
Yung tipong may banat ako.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, kunwari, parang, man, you're so pretty. Oh, diba? That's a banat. That's a
man?
Line. No, I mean, you know what I mean.
Okay. It's
just
a man?
Just because I say man doesn't exactly mean he's
like,
a man.
Like, man, you're so pretty.
Alam ka naman, girl, you're so pretty. Diba? It doesn't sound, because it's more of like, man, you are so pretty.
A boy.
And you've got like, boy, oh boy.
boy, oh boy, you're so pretty.
Ah, diba? Those are nice little heels you've got on. You know, something like that. So, banat, konti na lang.
Exactly.
Konting,
tapos na. Yun, tama.
Makukuha mo na rin siya.
Madmat Mark says, nice guys finish last. Sa Tagalog, mas matagal ako kaysa sa 3 minuto.
Gusto ko magmura.
And also, O. Robert says, looks can be deceiving. Sa Tagalog, isa kang mapanling lang na Becky. They're getting prettier and prettier.
Pero hindi naman, doesn't necessarily, hindi naman kailangan mapanlin lang na Becky. Pwede namang mapanlin lang na babae or lalaki.
Hindi, akala mo babae, yun pala.
Ah, okay.
Lalaki.
The ultimate lin lang.
Oh, oh.
But you know how shades really do that? Shades.
Yeah?
Like big shades on women.
They look
like, parang
gorgeous.
When you see them, it's like, wow. Tapos pagtanggal na.
Oo nga.
And in the same
the
way
eyes.
That, and usually for guys, like aviator shades, yeah. Pampagwapo.
Pampagwapo, oh. Yeah. And also, Camilo says, all we need is love. Going Beatles. Mm. Sa Tagalog, wala akong mana.
Wala akong pera.
Huwag ka umasa.
Huwag ka umasa doon.
And also, Queen, I like that. We'll save that for later. Master Jake says, which one is your daughter? Mm. Sa Tagalog, mangkukulam ang anak mong babae. Which one? Yeah. Don Clifford says, a comment on a Facebook post.
Oh.
Hey, how are you? It's been a while. Hmm. Sa Tagalog, may bago kang iPad, ha? Kailan mo balak magbayad ng utang?
Ay!
Pero this happens.
This happens a lot. Or better than, meron din akong translation.
Ah, sige.
May mga tipong, hey, how you been? Long time. Translation.
Sa Tagalog?
Sa Tagalog. May tickets ka ba ng ano? Pahingi naman, no?
Oo nga, no?
May premiere kayo,
pag
diba?
May pinamimigay tayo na. Madmat Mark
it's
says,
very applicable to.
DM me. Sa Tagalog, ang dumi ko.
Ay.
Kasi hindi pang post yung mga
or ano, direct translation ng DM. Dumihan me.
Dumihan me. Dumi me. Dumi.
Dumi.
Ay! Ay!
Dumi, dumi. Like D-U-M-I. Dumi eh.
D-U-M-I.
M-I.
M-E. Hindi, parang it's a pun nga eh. On dumi.
A dumi me.
Ah, diba? Parang dumi me. Dumi.
Oh, tama na.
Hi. A-Baby C says, here comes Chico Garcia.
Sa Tagalog.
Eto na si Kaka. Bubuka-buka. But you do know what eto na si Kaka, bubuka-buka is.
It's a song, diba?
Eto na si Kaka. It's not a song. It's gunting.
Huh?
It's a bugtong.
A what?
A bugtong.
A puzzle?
A bugtong. A riddle.
Oh, okay.
Diba? So, eto na si Kaka. Bubuka-buka ka. And you're like, what does that mean? Si scissors.
Why do you call him Kaka?
Kaka is like kuya. Eto na si kuya. Bubuka-buka.
Why do you call a pair of scissors kuya?
Oh my God!
It's true!
It's a bugtong nga eh! Eto na si prinsesa. Bubuk... Ay, hindi pala bubuk.
Because that makes so much more
isang
sense.
Isang prinsesa nakaupo sa tasa.
Okay, so it's a girl sitting on a teacup.
Kasoy! Ano ba? It's a riddle. It's a Tagalog riddle. Diba?
How is a kasoy a prinsesa sitting on a cup?
How does a kasoy look like?
Letter C.
The nut.
That is the nut, the letter C.
Diba, the nut, you find it on top of the parang fruit.
I don't know, I've never seen a kasoy fruit. What? I've never seen a kasoy. I only see the nuts.
I know. You haven't seen the whole princesa, just the nuts.
Just the nuts.
Kasi, the kasoy, okay. The letter C nut, is on top of a fruit. They just get the nut.
What do they do with the fruit?
I don't know. Do you eat ba the kasoy fruit?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But it looks like a little princesa sitting on top of
how
a tasa.
How does the nut look like a princesa?
It looks like a princesa.
How?
Like a sitting
have you
person.
Actually seen a person that looks like a peanut?
It's not a peanut. It's a kasoy. Alam mo yung parang, oh yan, oh there.
I look like a you don't look like a princesa to me.
Not a princesa, a kasoy.
Ano ba talaga? Akala ko ba the princesa is the kasoy?
Mukha ngang prinsesa yung kasi. Why are we having this conversation? Diba? But that's a bugtong. Like a scissors, parang kuya mo na bumubuka-buka pa. What? Imagine your kuya. Bumubuka-buka
pa. This is weird.
No. That's the scissors.
He doesn't look like a pair of scissors. Di ba siya na yun? Nanasib ka, padadadabo baka.
What are you talking about?
Na-na-na-na-reyna.
Ah, andyan, no, take out the bed. Andyan na ang bubuka ang bulaklak.
Sasara ang reyna.
Papasok ang reyna.
Pati
dadating
na rin
ang
prinsesa.
Hari. Ay, yari ka. Somehow I don't think
lumabas ang prinsesa.
Hindi, bubuka ang bulaklak, papasok ang reyna, papasok ang hari.
Ayan, my baby na.
Ah, no. Perfect.
Wait, what is it really? Diba, ano yun? Bubuka ang bulaklak,
sasara ang reyna.
Di ba may sasara yun? May part na sasara.
Sasayaw ang cha-cha.
Sasara ng...
Sasayaw ng cha-cha.
Wala bang sasara?
Pakending-kending pa.
Boom
tiyaya. Boom tiyaya.
Boom yeah.
Boom yeye.
So, sa bubuka ang bulaklak, papasok ang reyna.
Malandi ang reyna. Pakending-kending pa.
Kamukha ni Chico Garcia.
Sino mo? Ang pastos ng song na yun.
Oo nga, no?
Kinakanta ng bata yan.
Diba?
Grabe, why can't be something innocent?
Wholesome, like...
Ayan na ang birdie, lilipad-lipad.
Uy, look, a bulaklak.
Duma po si birdie.
Natamaan ng
petals.
At nag-pollinate.
Uy, pero birds and bees really pollinate.
Birds also?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the hummingbirds, diba, when they drink from the flower.
Wait, does the bee actually penetrate the flower with the stinger?
No. They don't sting the flower.
They just, it's just
they,
on their
they
feet,
they drink
diba?
From it, diba? Mm. So while they're, tas, diba, their legs are hairy. So yung pollen, dumidikit na dun sa legs. So when they go on the next flower, if it's a female flower, because they don't care if it's a female or a male, they both have nectar. So then they pollinate.
So versus.
They get the, sige nga, let me test you. Okay. What do you call the male, parang the male organ of the flower that has the pollen? Oh my gosh, this is like grade school. No! The stamen.
Ah, parang...
Stamen.
Parang
tapos,
ano?
When it lands on a female flower.
Stamen.
Kaya nga. And then, pag lands on a female flower, the female organ is called the...
Corona.
Pistil.
Bakit pistil?
Pistil.
Kasi stamen kind of makes sense.
Like pistilyawa. No, the pistil is the female organ. And
do
then
that
the
again?
Stamen is the male
What's
organ.
The corona?
What?
Diba there's a part na not the notebook. Diba may corona na part.
I guess the parang gitna.
Tapos like, the ovum.
Where the petals
What's that?
Are connected.
Ovum? Ovium? Ovula. Ovula.
Oh,
where
yeah.
the seeds are stored. Oh.
So the bees actually
Ah, yeah, what's up?
Sige, ikaw na ang
henyo. May nerdox tayo dito.
Kuya Maui says, tonight we dine in hell. You say sa Tagalog.
Ano? Sa Tagalog?
Han, tumawag mami mo, doon daw tayo mag-dinner sa kanila. Ang sama. Ken Carot says, oh, I see.
Sa Tagalog?
Ano daw?
Yeah, but this happens
di ba,
a lot.
Pag hindi mo naiintindihan, you're like, oh, yeah.
And then, tsaka yun na pag nasa bar kayo, tapos parang, yeah, I was telling you, blah, 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 blah. Ah!
Yeah, di ba? Oh. And you're like, ano daw?
What tapos, the heck did you just say? Go to the bathroom. Para yeah. hindi mo na kailangan, ano.
And the top, sa Tagalog, comes from Queen of Fire.
Queen of Fire says,
stay away from my boyfriend.
Sa Tagalog,
distansya. O ambulansya.
Nox!
Pwede mong gamitin yan, ha? distansya o ambulansya. Mamili ka.
Ikaw, pwede mong gamitin yan?
Ay, nako. Lord help me. Diba? Distansya o ambulansya. Naks, I love it. I'm gonna use that. So, the top 10 sa Tagalog, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sa Tagalog.
TMR, the morning rush, top 10.
The morning rush, top 10.
I swear, I want to take it, like, to court. Well, not court, but like...
Court of Fools.
Ah, sakto lang kasi prinsesa, tapos malamang may jester sila.
Ay, ah, pwede.
The Fool of the Court.
Patay ka.
Bakit?
May kapako.
Oh, no.
Patay ka.
Sige, alam na natin. Wait, you have to do Tarzan pa. Na-warm up na ba yung boses mo? Ande, gawin mo na muna yan. Sige. Gawin mo na muna yan. Yun ang alang eh.
Wait!
Gusto mo ako na mag-
Wait, no.
Ako na
mag- no. This is a one-person thing. Ate ka tika tukaunga po.
Tulunga po.
Ate ka tika tulunga po. Two bottles of whiskey every day. And well that up at the Dagul. And the man that I'm burning every day.
Nagsama ba si Dagul?
When I'm gone, when I'm gone. I wanna let them when I'm gone. At the moment of weather when some power.
Ayun na naman yung classic.
Ay, nako. I really just love that part na when I'm gone,
you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me when I talk, you're gonna miss me when I walk, and you're gonna miss some palo.
You're gonna miss me when I walk.
Sampalok. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Mm. Can you actually try to do it right?
I take a ticket to the longer for. I'm missing every day. Alam mo na, alam
ko. I sure would like some sweet company.
And I know. Every day, oh, when I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm talking.
You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk.
When I'm gone,
hopeless.
Okay.
Why do we even? Pero at least now, this time around, nasa tono ka.
Thank you. Thank you. The top 10. Sa Tagalog. Let's start off with...
Hey, can we just say hello to Ariana? She's tuned in.
Hello, hi, good morning.
And why don't we just say hi to the rest of the Kalukis team?
Hello there.
Good morning.
Mad Mark says...
You have to see- doing up this early?
It's a holiday.
I know. Why are
Let's
you up
face
this
it.
Early?
When there's school, when there's work, you can't wake up early. But when there's like, it's vacation... You're like raring to go.
I sleep till noon.
Ah, really? Yeah. Ako, I still wake up early kasi parang I wanna...
Matanda ka na kasi.
No, it's not because of that. Pero yung, you're so, you know, like, remember, even as a kid, pag yung Saturday cartoons, you never wake up early enough pag may school. Pero if it's Saturday, because you know that it starts, I think at the time it started at around 7 or 8. So you're up na, para you can eat breakfast na. Kasi tuloy-tuloy yan until lunchtime. All cartoons. This was pre-Cartoon Network. So at the time, that was such a precious
this
thing.
This was pre-color?
Colored na yung TV namin.
Sorry!
I've never had to watch cartoons in black and white. And so Mad Mark, dim the lights. Here we go.
Sa Tagalog,
patayin mo na yung ilaw. Handa na ako.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
For sleeping.
Ah, okay.
Hmm.
Why do you have to make a big deal out of it?
Wala naman. Sarap lang. Saturagi says, personal assistant.
Sa Tagalog,
aliping sa gigilid. Hindi mo rin alam kung ano yung aliping sa gigilid.
Hindi.
Oh my gosh. Philippine history.
I know what an alipin is. It's a slave.
Yeah. Sa gigilid.
Alipin on the side?
Hmm? Aliping sa gigilid tsaka aliping...
Alipin on the side. Para sa ano, hindi siya yung actual alipin mo. Parang kabit na alipin.
Hindi, di ba one is ano... Di ba may timawa, may aliping sa gigilid, may...
Maharlika.
Maharlika. So, timawa yung isa.
Ay, wait. These are yung social classes, di ba?
Yeah. So, sa gigilid.
Nag-CR ako nito.
di ba? So, aliping sa gigilid. Meron din timawa.
Wait, what's the difference between an alipin and aliping sa gigilid?
No, basta isa parang you're really an alipin. Tapos isa parang you're a alipin.
Part-time
na
alipin.
Kinda alipin. Yung parang you're kind of
sure,
like free to...
Sure, there's a better definition out there.
Basta.
So para kang you choose to be an alipin.
No, nobody chooses to be an alipin. But you're allowed...
Britney Spears does.
There's a certain, ano eh, parang allotment for... I don't know. I forgot. Pero I took it up in, ano, I took it up in...
Aliping na mamahay.
Na mamahay! That's it. Aliping na mamahay, aliping sa gigilid.
Aliping.
Yung sagi gilid, I think, mas free ng konti. Parang they're allowed to like leave. But they're still alipins.
So, hindi stay in?
Timawa yung free man, if I'm not mistaken.
So, timawa is a free man. Alimping na mamahay. Yun yung alipin
yung parang,
talaga,
oo,
hardcore.
Parang, oo, hardcore.
Yung sagi gilid, stay, parang, ano sila, parang walk-in.
Uwian.
Oo.
Uwian. They get to go home. Parang ganun, ha? Something like that. And from also from Saturagi.
Go to hell.
Sa Tagalog.
Umuwi ka na sa asawa mo. Ay.
Parang may jowas-jowa lang yung
oo nga eh. Mash Plutonium says, okay, class, quiet. You have to listen, ha? You need to study harder to improve your failing grades.
Okay.
Sa Tagalog. Tocino o longganisa? That's how you pass.
You give them tocino or longganisa?
Oh my gosh! Di ba maraming teacher nagbebenta ng tocino at saka ng longganisa?
I never had a teacher who sold...
Well, I never did too.
Sold tickets.
Pero, oh, yung parang ganun.
Alam well, ko yung mga cuatro o...
Quarto. College na yun. Ito, I guess this is where like the mga grade school teachers. In some schools, ha? We do wanna be like generalizing naman. But some teachers, they sell produce in class. And Steven says, raffle mao. R-O-F-L-M-A-O.
Okay. Sa Tagalog?
Gumugulong sa sahig, kakatawa habang kinakaskas ko yung pisngi ng puwet ko sa sahig.
Maybe there's a reason why we stick with Raffle Mao.
Raffle Mao. Yeah. For Renaboy says, is that food clean?
Sa Tagalog? Sa Tagalog ba?
Sa Tagalog.
Okay.
Hugasan mo muna yan bago ko kainin. Like an apple. Mm. Diba? Hugasan mo muna yan bago ko kainin.
Kasi sabi mo sa aliping na mamahay mo.
Oo. Dine Girl says, emergency hotline.
Sa Tagalog.
Number ng Becky.
Ay.
kaya, kaya siya emergency, ha, di ba? OMGN says, there's always gonna be another mountain. It's the climb.
Sa Tagalog.
Late akong umuwi, sineraduhan ako ng gate. kaya it's the climb.
But you know what's funny? And you've actually met them. I have friends. They're both girls. And they're magkapatid. They're sisters. And they are experts at climbing.
At climbing.
Even in skirts. And never silang nakikitaan.
Really?
Oh, ang galing. As in, they've mastered it.
Because of practice.
And like, the parents know that they climb the gate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't they just ring the doorbell?
Because it's like 4 in the morning.
And they, I mean, oh well, sabagay. Yeah.
Pero ang galing lang. I always found that like really like... Oh, something else.
You know what's difficult in our house? Kasi parang, because our house is weird. Eh. It's on a slope. So we had to, when they were constructing the house, they had to...
It's the same house that you live in now?
Yeah. Nakita mo di ba pataas yun? So actually, okay. When you try to climb the gate, mas mababa pa yung floor from the actual...
From the,
oh, so,
the actual wall. So,
so madali siyang i-climb, pero it's a long drop. It's relatively a long drop. Well, not that long, pero lower than the usual.
Mahirap kasi akitin yung bahay namin eh.
Bakit?
Sa condo.
Wala kang aakitin.
Oo nga. So kung aakitin mo siya,
you'd have to climb from the...
Well, if you don't have
side of the building.
Yeah. If you don't have the keys to the door.
Oo nga, no.
You'd have to like go out.
No, pero
like,
that you usually have the key to the door. It's the getting in the gates that's
yeah,
difficult.
And there was really no getting around it because like... Let's just not, because my parents might be
too. Okay, okay. And I'm Tetai says, you're as cute as a puppy.
Sa Tagalog.
Mukha kang tuta. Mukha kang tuta. Diba? You look like a puppy. Ang cute kaya.
Paano, ano, you look like a cute, wet puppy.
Mukha kang puping basa. Pastor Jake says, how dare you?
Sa Tagalog,
paano ka napunta dyan?
How dare you?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 sa Tagalog comes from Brindun.
Brindun says...
And the top pala.
Bottom, top...
Top or bottom, but, doesn't matter.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Either way, masaya naman tayo.
From Brindun. Says, bitch.
Sa Tagalog...
Boracay.
Pero galit.
Boracay. Boracay. Bitch. Boracay. Pwede rin Palawan.
Pwede.
Pwede rin Puerto Cebu. Azul. Pwede rin Matabungkay.
Laia.
Laia. Kahit ano yan, pwede.
Maldives.
No? Sensasyal. Alright, the top 10 sa Tagalog. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sa Tagalog.
Ah, pwede rin pala, dakak.
Pwede, beach yun. Okay, game.
Thank you.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 4.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Bonds Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of I Am Mrs. Bond. Thank you. The top 10 sa Tagalog.
Alright,
let's start off with Manvale. Charlie's Angels.
Sa Tagalog,
Kikay Barkada. Ako si ano,
ako si Cameron Diaz.
Oh, sige, ako si Lucy Liu.
No eh, masyado malaki mata mo. You'd be more of a Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, actually.
Pero body type, I'd be Drew.
Ay, oo oh, nga.
You can be Bosley.
Bosley! No! Dapat one of the three. No, sige, Lucy Liu.
Hindi.
Wait, alam mo,
okay,
actually,
you know
I'm
what?
Confused.
Let's base it on
mas
personality.
Mas kilala ko yung ano eh.
Let's base it on personality and not looks.
Ah, sige, sige.
Sino bang pinaka-bitch sa kanila?
Who's the ano ba? Well, okay, what are like, give me like one...
Because Cameron Diaz is wacky.
Wacky. Si Drew is...
Medyo living on the wild side.
Oh, and then...
Because diba, she likes the villain.
Ah, yeah.
Remember the guy who smells the hair?
Oh, wow.
And then Lucy Liu is more of... What was Lucy Liu like? Does anyone remember? Serious siya, diba?
Si, oh, hindi ako yun. So, ah, ako si Drew. Yung may wild side.
May wild side.
Meron naman talaga akong wild
Gusto
side.
Gusto mo rin yung...
From Ren Ren Go Away.
Okay.
Please come again.
Sa Tagalog?
Ano, round two?
What do you mean?
To the restaurant. Isa pang round ng kainan.
Parang buffet.
Parang buffet.
Ah.
Come again.
Ah, sa bagay. Lalo ako seafood buffet, no?
The best. Nako.
Mga oysters, prawns.
Actually, ako, mahilig ako sa hipon.
Alam ko.
Alam ko. Seafood hipon.
Tell
seafood
me something
hipon.
I don't know.
No. It's really my favorite. Super. Nung nag-vegetarian ako, that was the one that I really had the hardest time with. Because I love shrimps. Or shrimp.
Shrimpish.
Like, sama mo na yung lobster, yung supo.
Crustaceans.
Yeah. Oh, Robert says...
You love crustaceans, Sidel loves...
Caucasians. Oh, Robert says, it's a monster invasion.
Sa Tagalog.
Babe, on the way na daw mama mo.
And I love how it's like, oh, on the way na daw yung mama mo. Parang normal lang.
Parang normal lang. Patcon says, we are young and wild and free.
That's not how that...
I'll go. You sing it.
Wait, which version? Kasi merong we are young, we are...
Hindi, yung we are young and wild and free.
You know, you have this amazing...
We are young and wild and free.
We are young and wild and free.
Yun. Sa Tagalog.
Sa Tagalog.
Nag out of town si Mrs.
Ay. But, wag naman Mrs. Kahit na lang... Ka-relationship. Girlfriend, at least. Para hindi naman siya masyadong...
Yeah, pero that never stopped.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like... It really does happen. Like, especially like if you're an all-guy barkada.
Yeah.
That's all your girlfriends are out of town. It's like... But it never happens. Never happens. Kasi ano eh.
Okay, okay.
They're never out of town together.
Together. OMGN says, it depends.
Sa Tagalog,
kainin mo yung bakod.
It depends.
Nakakapikon! Jenna said, kiss me. Hindi! Sa Tagalog.
Sa Tagalog.
Susi ako.
Kiss me.
Kiss me.
Parang si ano yan, si Alyssa Alano ba yun?
Yeah.
Kiss me beneath the milky barley.
Yeah.
Beneath the bearded.
Bearded barley.
Bearded barley kasi siya, diba?
Bearded barley.
Beneath the milky twilight.
OMGN says, you reap what you sow.
Sa Tagalog,
ang pinunit mo, tahiin mo.
You reap what you sow.
Dayu Hypocrite says, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
I've forgotten what I've started fighting for.
Yeah.
Sa Tagalog,
nandjejebs na ako. We know how that feels.
I know.
Yogi Bench says, pork barrel. Very, ano, current events.
Sa Tagalog,
barilin ng mga baboy.
Pork barrel. Sasham. Barrel.
Barrel. From Yogi Bench, may the force be with you.
Sa Tagalog,
sa buwan ng Mayo, magiging sayo ang butas.
Huh? May the force.
May. Ba't butas?
Ewan ko eh.
Force!
Ah!
Butas! Hindi naman butas,
hindi naman butas
yun eh.
Well,
maliit,
maliit
na butas.
Butas pa rin, nandalis.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Okay.
And the top. Sa Tagalog comes from Renren Go Away.
Renren Go Away says,
drink, andito ba siya?
Ayan, no?
Ayun. Drink responsibly.
Sa Tagalog,
ang pag-inom ay isang responsibilidad. Bad kayo, ha? Bad ka.
And bakit? It is.
Ang pag-inom ay responsibilidad. Kailangan mong uminom?
Sometimes.
Hindi. Diba?
Ang, no, I mean, I'd like to think that it's a responsibility because like whenever you drink it, whenever you drink alcohol, you have to be responsible enough to...
Hindi yung pag-inom. Ang responsibilidad mo na buwan.
Oh. Oh. Di ba naintindihan naming lahat yun?
Ang responsibilidad mo, yung yun nga, yung to be, to take care of
your
friends.
What if you're ano? You are a wine connoisseur. Eh, di responsibilidad mo, minom.
Oh, sa bagay. Like what we did the other day. Mm. Sarap, no?
See,
pero hindi naman tayo connoisseur. You know, we're like weekend warriors.
Pero may bala ka ba nun?
Wala. Eh, wala naman tayong kasamang... well. Ay, no comment. No comment. Okay, so.
Ay, nako.
The top 10. Ang haharot? The top 10 sa Tagalog. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RXTMR. Ikaw, hindi mo naman ako pinakilala eh.
Hindi mo naman sinabi sa akin eh.
Ay, nako. What a friend.
Ano, invite na lang natin.
Okay, so.
Invite na lang natin.
Shush.
What?
Nothing.
Can we not invite people
pwede
onto
naman
our show?
Different types of people.
Exactly.
All kinds. Okay, so the top 10 sa Tagalog. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sa Tagalog.
Wait, we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. And it's been more than 1 hour already. I think it's time that you make do with your promise.
What promise?
Which is, diba, you wanted to warm up your vocal cords first and you said that you would actually do it properly.
Okay, I can do it naman anytime. Yeah, go.
I'll see about that, alright?
Ang baba nga ng pitch niya eh.
Okay, so here is what we were trying to get Chico to do earlier.
Okay. Mio, mio, mio. Ready?
because you have a serious face on doesn't mean you're doing it right. Medyo lumalapit.
Di ba?
Medyo. Pero mas kulang pa rin.
Kasi tinan mo, how do you do the...
Ang taas nung... Ano
the, actually, kuha ko na lahat eh, except the piyok. Hindi, totoo. Tinan mo.
Kuhang-kuha mo nga. Wait, again, okay, wait.
Nakukuha ko yung pitch eh.
Yung pag-crack, yung hindi mo nakuha.
Yung crack lang eh, ang wala ako.
Well.
Ikaw, kaya mo?
No, I never said I could.
Oo, nga naman.
Alpha Males on Air.
Alpha Males on Air.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. And can we send out a birthday greet to Ate Katkat from Sophia? Happy birthday, Ate Katkat. I can't come to your birthday because I have lagnat. I hope your birthday will be great.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Katkat. All right.
So I googled how to get over a phobia of cockroaches.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's a, like, once you type it into Google, it's the first thing that comes out. Like, you're typing palang how to get over a phobia of roaches agad yung first. And apparently, it's a real condition.
It is naman talaga, phobia.
It's called blatodephobia.
Blato?
Blatodephobia. B-L-A-T-T.
Yes. Continue.
O-D-E-P-H-O-B-I-A. Oh. Blatodephobia.
Wow.
So I have to start off by looking at a picture of it every day as much as I can.
Just a picture lang.
Yeah.
And slowly.
When you see a dead one, try to pick it up with tissue.
Ew.
With
even
tissue,
I can't do that. You know. Only because it's dirty, not because of a phobia.
But that's also a phobia.
Yeah. Hindi, pero kasi kunyari, earthworms. I can't stand it. Like, even if it's, if you tell me it's clean, I find it so gross. Parang cockroach mo. Ganon. Yung, it's an irrational fear. With cockroach, I just find it gross. Pero it's not like, you know.
It's not an irrational fear. You see roaches everywhere. Earthworms, you only see them in like soil.
No, pero like with you, it's like medyo intense. That's how I am with earthworms.
Oh.
Yeah, so. And, all right, so here we go. Final batch. The top 10. Okay, let's see here.
Sorry, can we just say hi to Joy? She's tuned in. Hi, Joy.
Hello, Joy.
And she was saying hi to a couple of people also. I think he's stuck in traffic.
Yeah?
With her office mates. They're working on a holiday for FIBA.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So, Charmaine, Army, her boss, and Miss Len, and her daughter, Irene. Hi, Joy.
And to Andre, who's here. Yes, we always greeted him before, like, every single day on his way to school.
Oh.
And he's here. Cool. Finally, we meet. Hello.
Hello.
Belated happy birthday. Belated happy birthday. All right, the top 10, the final batch for today, sa Tagalog. Let's start off with Ren Ren Go Away.
All right.
I am titanium.
Sa Tagalog.
Ako ang tatay niyo. I am titanium.
Aww.
Okay. ODH says, the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Sa Tagalog,
ang tatay, ang nanay, at ang beking anak na ayaw mag-out.
Kasi nasa wardrobe. Nasa closet pa.
Nasa closet. Ian Ion Ion says, life is a roller coaster.
Sa Tagalog,
ang buhay ay chicheria. Yung roller coaster.
Ay.
Christian,
meron pa ba nun? Those are the circular ones, di ba?
Yep.
Parang barbecue flavor ba?
Christian Javier says, come in! Don't be shy! Eat well.
Sa Tagalog,
pasok kayo! Mga walang hiya, ang lalakas kumain. Tammy Boy says, street!
Sa Tagalog,
diretsu.
Street!
Yes!
Street!
Diretsu! Spike says, from Spike, hit and run.
Sa Tagalog,
tinakbuhan pagkatapos tirahin. Yung kunyari yung nasa...
Natamaan ka ng side view mirror, tapos tinakbuhan mo. Oh, yun lang naman. O pag ano, tipong nag-airsoft kayo.
Yun!
Binaril mo, tapos tumakbuhan.
Tinakbuhan mo, hit and run.
Ayun.
And Master Jake says, let's cut to the chase.
Sa Tagalog,
hatiin na natin ang queso.
The chase.
The chase.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, cheddar chase. Okay. And the top, sa Tagalog, comes from Ian Ion Ion.
Ian Ion Ion says,
I do not get it.
Sa Tagalog,
Jake ko maintindihan. Ang galing, ha? That was the best entry. I do not get it. Sa Tagalog, Jake ko maintindihan. Galing. All right.
All right.
It's a holiday Friday.
Yay.
Yay. No work, no school.
For everyone else.
For everybody else.
Hey.
After this, trabaho mamaya, trabaho bukas.
Yay.
We prefer that.
Who
needs a holiday?
We don't want to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Who wants a road trip?
Yeah.
Gasto sa gas lang.
Bonding with loved diba? Ones. Yeah. Kadire.
Kadire, hassle.
Hassle. Yung
magpapahinga ka. Overrated.
Gusto namin, oh. Labor. Oh.
Gusto namin, parating pagod.
Ayun. Diba? Yeah. Oh. At hindi kami sarcastic.
Hindi talaga. Hindi kami nagsisinungaling.
Hindi masama loob namin. No. Kakainggit kami. Kayo, nasa bakasyon, kami nagtatrabaho.
O, oh, ano pa?
O, oh, ano pa gusto nyo?
Yung mga nakikinig dyan habang nag-road trip kayo, mga
buwisit.
Nanita.
Talaga.
All right, we gotta go.
Okay, but thank you very much to everybody for joining us and to everybody in the booth.
Yay! Of course, yes. This had to happen when so many people were around.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. Dinecord nyo ba yun? Huwag nyong i-re... Tinan nyo mga ugali.
Diba? Alam mo, pwede namang pinatay nyo na lang sana yung ipis.
Wala na yung ipis.
Ikaw eh. Ikaw talaga may kasalanan eh.
Bakit
yung ipis nandiyan na sa side mo, hindi ka naman takot. You could have killed it.
I didn't have anything to hit it with.
You threw tissue at it.
Eh, yun
what do you think that would do?
Wala. Eh, pero what will I use?
Ayan yung mga empty threats mo eh, na binabato mo ng tissue sa mukha. Di ba meron kang some... Ah, binato mo ng cotton candy.
Hindi, alam mo, if I had alcohol, I would have squirted it with alcohol.
Wow.
Hoy, that will kill them. That will really kill them. Promise.
I don't even want to get into that
yun
anymore.
No, it will. Habuli mo ng tissue. Eh, ng tissue, ng alcohol. Tapos sprayan mo.
Siyempre, after mo i-squirt yung alcohol, kailangan.
You can squirt it from afar.
Tapos you'll need tissue after.
Exactly. Lalo na pag yung hawak mo yung malaking bote. Squirt it from afar. Patay yun. Promise. Okay. Tsaka baligta rin mo. Hirap silang mag...
So, hinawakan mo pa para...
Oo. Oh. Una, hinawakan ko. Tapos binaligtad ko siya.
Tapos bubuhusan mo na alcohol.
Wow. Perfect.
Wow. Good job.
Kasi para siyang turtle. Hindi niya kayang i... To turn
no,
back
a turtle
up.
Is cute.
No, I know. But then, there. Okay? So
go.
Now, alam na nila yung strategy natin.
Let's leave before it comes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll find half a cockroach.
Huh? Why half?
Ano ba tawag mo dun sa half na cockroach?
A roach.
The other half. Never mind.
That's not so bad.
Okay. But thank you very much and enjoy your long weekend.
Yes.
Because
we surely will.
We will try to enjoy it. Actually, ako, ano ako, road trip ako mamaya. Pero for work. For work.
It's okay. Not that far.
I know.
Yeah. Tapos uwi ka rin after.
See you guys.
Pinapalungkot lang kita.
I know, right?
Tapos okay. Magising na naman tayo na maaga bukas.
Super aga. Yeah. More aga pa than when we have work.
Hey, if you're actually part of...
The run tomorrow?
Yeah, the run tomorrow. It's at the fort.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys there.
We'll see you there.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.